Omicron brings holiday flight cancellations. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. 109 million people will be traveling for the holidays this year. That's pretty close to what we had in the before times. 6 million will be flying. That's almost triple the number of people who flew last year. This is all according to AAA. The airlines, though, are running into some trouble. Hundreds of U.S. flight cancellations, mostly affecting United and Delta. The airlines say they're contacting passengers to rebook them so they don't end up stranded at airports on Christmas Eve. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Delta and United say Omicron is disrupting their holiday flight schedules. A lot of their workers have been hobbled by COVID. Airports throughout the country are seeing cancellations, including United hubs Newark, Denver, Houston, and Chicago, and Delta hub Atlanta. Delta said it exhausted all of its other options, such as rerouting crews. Nationwide, the average number of daily COVID infections has doubled over the last month. Right now, the CDC calls for 10 days of quarantine after COVID exposure. This week, airlines asked the agency to reduce that to 5 for people who are fully vaccinated so airlines can have more crews and operations personnel available. To help alleviate hospital staffing shortages, the CDC yesterday said healthcare workers can shorten their quarantine periods to 7 days. In a letter to the agency, Delta argues its workers are essential too. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
All right, let's talk about potatoes. Whether mashed or whole, this is definitely the time of year you might expect to see them on your plate. And according to one survey, the holidays are peak potato consumption time. But this Christmas season is bringing disappointment to potato farmers on Prince Edward Island in eastern Canada. The Canadian government has blocked them from sending their tubers south to the U.S., their biggest market for exports. This is because a fungus known as potato wart was found on 2 farms in the province. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Picture 25 NHL hockey stadiums stacked 2 stories high with potatoes. That's about how many spuds Prince Edward Island sends to the U.S. each year, enough to cover the potato needs of 9 million Americans.
But it's a pile of potatoes, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Farmer Jason Webster's family has been in the potato business for generations. He says he may have no other choice but to destroy around $250,000 worth of crop.
It doesn't make much sense to me as a farmer to be destroying good food when people need it.
But Christopher Sands of the Wilson Center's Canada Institute says having Canada ban exports might have been better for farmers as it manages the potato wart outbreak by acting before the U.S. did.
Once it's a U.S. ban, Canada's put in the position of asking the Americans pretty please to lift the ban, and that's a lot harder.
And in some past outbreaks, has taken years. Farmers hope their American customers will come back once the ban is eventually lifted. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Last Christmas, a vehicle exploded in downtown Nashville. One person died, the man who set off the blast. The FBI determined he acted alone to end his own life. But the explosion damaged buildings, displaced dozens of businesses, and left more than 1,000 people without jobs. Damon Mitchell of WPLN in Nashville reports on how the business district is doing now, 1 year later.
Sporting a white hard hat and orange safety vest, Ron Gobble strolls down a stretch of Nashville's historic 2nd Avenue. businesses near the bombing site are still boarded up.
Some of them are coming back. Some of them are making a decision on their own not to come back. COVID was tough on them to begin with.
Gabo was appointed by Nashville's mayor to oversee rebuilding the neighborhood. One new plan is to make the area more pedestrian-friendly. Gabo says construction has been slowed by national supply chain delays, worker shortages, and insurance issues. The long rebuild is why former Second Avenue business tenant Sandy Lee decided to relocate.
We knew that from the beginning that it was going to be a couple years, and at that point, we wouldn't have reopened.
Lee owned two stores with her husband in buildings that were damaged by the bombing. But before the blast, she says business revenue was already down 70% because of the pandemic. So Lee decided to relocate, rebrand, and combine her stores into one, Nashville's Best $10 and Up boutique. The store opened in August.
We were frugal as we could be. We used all of our insurance money, and we also had some help with some grant money.
Lee says the space attracts fewer tourists, but that she's satisfied with the foot traffic at the new location. About a block away from the bombing site, the legendary Milkshake Bar is still open. It only closed for about 2 weeks because of power outages. Christina Barnett is the founder and owner.
As far as customers coming to our business, no, I wouldn't say we've had a dip at all.
She says her business is one of the lucky ones. Nashville officials have approved $20 million so far for the redevelopment plan. In Nashville, I'm Damon Mitchell for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.